Well, it worked better, didn't it? And it involved cuddles. So, right. Right, so it goes, I got a dog, his name is Rover.
Oh my goodness.
I got a dog, his name is Rover. And he goes,
E-by-gum.
He got a dog, his name is Rover, and when it shits
all over.
Shit Mike's all around the room, me boy.
Shit all around the room.
And then it goes through various chorus of, like,
Mike's face.
A big Great Dane, when it shits, it pulls the chain. And it just goes on and on and on and on.
XO 23, Drunk Songs.
There's a sign on the wall that she wants to be sure.
You wouldn't. No, you're not prepared for this life.
Cause you know sometimes words have two meanings.
Nope. No, words never have two meanings.
Not according to
heaven.
God, if only my guitar was here.
I'm gonna make up a song. Bodacious batch craft beer. It's so hard to choose from the Mill Street brews. All of the, they all say those two things. That's all I got.
I need more lyrics for the song. This is the band that already played the same song twice. Steam whistle, do one thing really, really well.
Joel from Squid Pod's going to smoke. He said he quit, but he didn't quit at all. Said he quit this morning and then he went and smoked. In fact, when I saw him today, he was smoking. Is the first thing that I saw him do. Uh-oh. TTC day pass. It's for adult, 20 years of age and over. Youth, 19 years of age and under. I believe that John Leshinsky is adult, 20 years of age and older. So does that mean that you had to pay extra?
$10.
Is this for the Metro? I've never seen one of these before.
It's a day pass. I can take another adult.
He could take another adult.
Two adults or one adult and like four kids.
Does that mean that you could get Mike home for free with your day pass?
I could.
But it's midnight. It's a new day, John.
It's 5:30 a.m.
Midnight. Right on.
This is how to record a song.
So glad I'm a part of it.
Man, I gotta become a bartender. I'm at a bar. It's this cool little bar called Squirrely's on Queen Street West with it's this guy Joel. He does a podcast called Squid Pod. And his friend is here. He's bartending. I gotta become a bartender, dude. That's the job I need, because I just need a job to keep my art going. I don't need some shitty fucking job that's not cool. Like, I could totally hang out here. I could be the bartender. That would be totally cool. I gotta be a bartender. I'm gonna have to get my smart pour. Supposedly it's not that hard to get. The whole notion is, you know, it's intimidating. It's a new part of the world, a new piece of life that I don't know about. This is what I gotta do, dude. One of his friends, this guy Elliot, is the bartender here. That's why they're here, is to hang out with Elliot. And I asked him, like, I'm really thinking about being a bartender. This seems cool. turns out he's been doing it since he was 16, and he told me not to do it. He says there's nothing romantic about being a bartender. I don't know, though. Maybe that's the problem. I'm feeling like I don't have a lot of options. So, we'll see. Alright, it is late at night and I've been drinking. What is the time? Fuck, wait a sec. Oh, I'm trying to clip my MP3 player to something and put in headphones. 2:34, all the bars close at 2. So I've been drinking for a while. Met some new folk and I realized I'm right by the Starbucks, like I'm in my old neighborhood. When the house burned down. This is the Starbucks that I went to where... That's just a fire truck going by. Houses burned down at 2:30 in the morning. Hey, don't you know I'm trying to record a podcast, asshole? That doesn't help none. Backup fire truck passing right now. Christ. Okay, there's a fire. I get it. Will you just go? Okay, so I'm right by this Starbucks in my old neighborhood, where the day my house burned down, there was a very nice lady. It was my roommate's friend's mom, maybe? Possibly wife. She, you know, because they were all a little older than me, took me to this Starbucks, got me a sandwich and some water, because I'd been just watching the house burn for like 3 solid hours, just hoping it would stop burning, because I liked living here and I liked this neighborhood. And this still feels like Toronto to me when I think about Toronto. I don't know, it's on the almost Parkdale, Queen Street West. I'm not sure exactly what street I'm on, but yeah, it feels more like Toronto to me than where I live now, even though where I live now is more central by the St. Lawrence Market, but I miss this shit. Keep this recording as I walk through some people that are having a fight, see if I get some wicked audio. Queen Street West, Friday night, Toronto. It is a little fucked, man. When people say they don't like Toronto, I kind of know what they mean. Because they mean this.
I'll be deep in my dreams, just you and me.
Just walked by a dude playing thrash guitar while I watched a guy throw up. He's throwing up right now. His girlfriend's not looking. Try to pretend that's not happening.
Yeah, those things happen.
All right, I'm walking down Queen Street West. I wish I lived here 10 years ago, man. This is where I should have been a teenager. So I was walking down the street. This dude was playing his saxophone with a theremin, this older black dude. With his like girlfriend, who is a white lady, seemed to be wheelchair bound, standing next to him. But I got stopped by this Italian guy. He's just like, "Stop, yo! You gotta get down with this." So it was this Italian guy and these two Middle Eastern dudes, and then they stopped me. And then right after that, this other white dude got stopped and just started rapping shit along to this dude's fucking saxophone.
Freebird, right?
It's totally Freebird, right?
If I stay with you, girl, tomorrow, I
would you still be here?
Sean Paul couldn't get it on with a fake dong. With 16 strippers, he couldn't get it on. I'm like the dawn, I rise every day. Yo, my dick rises and yo, they're gonna praise. I'm not the Lord, but they're gonna say, come slay me, master, yo, Jay. Yes, I'm Josh, yo, they say JD, cause they want the D. And yes, I free the beast, and I come with no yeast infections. My inspection is your detection. You got a microphone glass, need to blast. You think you can see me, I put it in the ass. I'm so fast, same time I'm so slow. Not that I'm fake, fucking fake, I'm original. I got no hate on the gaze, on the way you want to originate, and that's your way. But I stay when I spray, straight to the female style. I like the bitches when they smile.
Yeah!
I like it, it's huge. It's huge.
This guy's killing shit, man. You know what this is, but it's lighting up. Good job, man.
Yeah, nice.
This is how you build your audience. So you can go to bed, ready? On street.
Gotta be going.
Street level, grassroots level. Jeff, can I dance with your girl?
Yo, you got Jeff.
Jeff,
you got Kato.
Yeah,
one dance.
Straight dog. Dog.
Yeah. All right, ready? You got a straight dog.
Let's dance, everybody, come on. Let's dance.
Let's
Let's dance, everybody, come on, and let's dance.
Yo. I gotta take care of
Jeff. I want all the girls that are wearing no panties to come up and grind on me. I said every girl who's wearing no bra, come up and just let me see. I was blind once, but now I'm fine. Oh, cunts around me and I grind. I wanna just groove and I wanna know your attitude. Are you down to move? Hey, every girl on the dance floor today, and I mean the sidewalk, baby, yes I do. Hey, every girl walking by, let me see you shake your thing, and if you're with your man, shake off your ring.
Yo. Oh, okay. So this is my boy, Boyce.
How you doing?
He showers every day. It's a real thing, it's a real thing. One thing.
I'll do it through the okay.
See you right. Soon, I'll talk to you.
See you at the ice park.
Get out to this man.
Man, that was awesome. Thank you, Jeff. That was excellent.
In terms of
and Josh, that was excellent.
Yeah, cheers,
nice to meet you. Nice to meet you guys. Kevin, that was awesome.
All right, we'll be in touch.
Julianne, nice to meet you too.
I watch over you from above. Watch the signs of your love, of your love.
You know, I am pretty goddamn drunk walking down Queen Street West heading back to my house. Spent every cent that was in my wallet. I got nothing except a transit token or two, which I'm not going to use because I live close enough. But I was just thinking about how when my parents would buy me stuff for Christmas, my dad a lot of times would get these really extravagant gifts. And I always felt bad about it. I always felt like I wish he hadn't done it.
Sit down. You understand me? Sit down.
You can go away.
Guy, can I ask you to do something?
And just walked by some policemen being inappropriately physical with some older drunk gentleman. I'm walking by City Hall now. New City Hall, old City Hall. There's the Scotiabank building. I live just on the other side. So yeah, my dad would always buy me all this stuff. Remember we went to visit a relative once who had one of these like hockey tables where it was like a game. You know, each hockey player had a thing you would pull out from the table and then you could spin it left and right to make him take a swipe at his little puck. We only played it because there was nothing else to do there, but he got it in the, you know, he got the idea that we loved it, so he bought us one. And I always felt guilty about all that kind of stuff. Even as a little kid. Where I'm sure all it meant to him is just that he hoped we would be happy. He just wanted our childhoods to be happy. He just wanted our lives to be good. And when I moved out west, I supported myself for years. But then when I moved to New York and didn't have a work visa, I eventually had to start borrowing money from my parents. And then I moved back to Canada, and now I'm in Toronto. And it just kind of, gravy train just keeps on rolling. And in a sense, I feel guilty, even though my mom herself was like, hey, you know, someday we're gonna die and you're gonna get this money and theoretically you won't need it then, so you might as well use it now when you're young and when you can enjoy it. And I just realized on this walk home, this is what she wanted, you know? This is all she wanted. She just wants me to have a happy life. It's just so hard to stop feeling guilty. So hard to stop feeling responsible. But I mean, come on. Obviously, that's a good thing. Obviously, it's a good thing. I'm not just some piece of shit.
Same.
Holy shit, I'm almost home. I live not in a bad part of town, but bordering a bad part of town. So it's like a bad part of town turning into a semi, I don't know, financial part of town. So I guess good part of town. And I saw somebody, is it a yellow SUV, pulled up next to this homeless guy that was sleeping on the corner. They put something down, they hopped back in the SUV and drove away, and I was scoping them out as they went by, like, what is that, a city person? Because I remember in Vancouver one time, I was waiting for a bus real late at night on Granville and Broadway. And some city employee drove by just to yell at me and the other four people waiting. It's like, there's no more buses. You need to get a cab or find out something to do because no bus is coming. Like, that was their job. So I was like, is this some kind of city person like that just goes super late night? Scope shit out, because it's like 3:30 in the morning now. But no, it was just a normal SUV. Like, is it, I don't know if this is a citizen or what, but I walked by this guy and there was a bottle of water and a sandwich, you know, like you'd buy at a convenience store, like a 7-Eleven, like a wrapped up deli sandwich. And then a block later, because of my awesome neighborhood, there's another homeless guy, so I could do some further research. He also had a bottle next to him and two sandwiches. I don't know why he deserved two. The other guy didn't. But apparently this girl and whoever her driver was drive around and leave sandwiches and bottles of water for homeless guys. And this may not be a program. This might just be somebody doing that. Obviously, these people fell through the cracks. Things didn't work out great, but apparently there's even people that drive around at 3:30 on a Friday night / Saturday morning and just leave food for people. That's pretty cool. And I'd like to point out that even though I'm fucking starving and that one guy had two sandwiches, I didn't take one. All right, God, be paying attention. I didn't steal a homeless man's sandwich. It's gotta be worth a few points, right? So here's a little exercise in soberness, because I am too poor to drink. Someone's walking down the street. Why are you always fucking with me, people? I am flat broke. I got $10 in my wallet. I've got some stacks of quarters at home to do laundry. I got $15 in the bank.
He's my hero, smashing the piano, spitting on the front row, chronic confrontation.
Let's find out exactly how much I got. I got my bank statement in my pocket.
Louder than the action of all of us. Burnout stars, they shine so bright.
$14.90. Thank you, have a good day.
Burnout stars, they shine so bright. All the stars.
I still got $800 or $900 in my PayPal account that people donated to me when my house burned down, so that's awesome. But that's, you know, I can't really use that for real life stuff. It's just good for ordering things online. I wonder if I can order food online with it. I might be able to. But anyway, my rent's paid for next month. I'm gonna have to borrow some money from my ma. But I'm hoping if I can just ride this out long enough. Got a bunch of Mr. Noodles and potatoes and shit at home. She's a very kind woman. She does just drop me some money here and again, so maybe she'll do that and I won't need to go through the indignity of asking.
He's not perfect, he's a victim of his occupation, social insulation, secret intervention, charging with possession. I just wanna watch him make a break and beat them all the stars.
But yeah, it's Saturday, October 30th, the day before Halloween. You know, I'm broke, I'm not really doing anything for Halloween. I probably wouldn't have anyway. Can't remember the last time I actually gave a fuck about Halloween, like it's been a few years. I just realized I recorded a podcast last Halloween. What was that, XO7? One of the grab bags? Time flies, man. Anyway, it's not like I'm, I'm not trying to feel sorry for myself because I need to get a job. This is my own fault. I've been putting off getting a job for a long time. But I've been listening to a lot of interviews lately, mostly comedians and, editors and stuff. Just talking about how they broke into, having a career, having a job, not just a job in the sense of 9-to-5 bullshit, but like a job that they like. And every time, it's always a different story. It's very random a lot of times. But that was kind of in my mind. Like, wouldn't it be nice to be a little more stable than I am? And I'm walking along the eastern side of Trinity Bellwoods Park. Just this nice little lane, these really nice houses, and I was just thinking, like, it'd be nice to live in one of these. There's a lot of parts of downtown Toronto where there's just really nice, quiet streets with really nice old houses. I don't get the condo thing, man. I prefer an old house anytime. But, I don't know, what a weird pipe dream. And then I came and sat down on this bench because I'm starting to notice that I'm getting old. I've been walking around for like 40 minutes. My foot's starting to hurt, gotta sit down for a minute. And something about just sitting here, just sitting by myself on this bench, the edge of this park. Just got one of those sort of random senses of where I am, just like a little more clear than usual of, here I am. And then memories start to fold in on me. I'm wearing the leather jacket that Spooky gave me when I lived in New York. I'm wearing the hoodie that I bought when I first moved to Vancouver. Luckily, I had it on when my house burned down. I had both these on, so they didn't burn. I got my shoes with fucking holes in them that get my feet instantly wet if it's rainy out, that I got in New Brunswick. All that stuff just kind of folded in on me, and it's weird, these little moments that just kind of hit you. Just kind of emotional for no real reason. This isn't any kind of big moment, and it's not reminding me of any kind of big moments, but it's a moment, you know? It's just a clear moment. This led to that, that led to the next thing. It all led to right here. I know there's no point wringing your hands, trying to predict what's gonna happen in the future, where you're gonna be, because everything that happened up to this point, you couldn't predict. So why should the future be any different? I didn't know I was gonna move to Vancouver. I didn't know I was gonna move to New York. I didn't even know I was gonna move to Toronto. I didn't foresee any of these. They all happened really suddenly. Whatever happens next will probably be the same way. And for right now, I don't know, I'm just sitting here. Sitting here under some streetlights. At night in the park. And cue a pretty song. I don't know that there's really a very cohesive theme to this particular episode, but there's a little thing I wanted to end off with. You might remember Matt and Danny. I did a video about Danny's ovarian surgery. They do a podcast called The Jam Hole, and I was helping them edit some more stuff and going through their raw footage of a vacation that they took. And that's one thing I like about being an editor, is just being able to see these weird little, like, windows into other parts of the world. This is a place called Hot Springs, Montana. Really small. Tiny population. And they were just hanging around on the main street talking to this guy named Tony. And then one of their friends recorded some of the conversation. The whole thing is just such a weird little moment in time. Just hanging out in this part of the world far away from where I am, just talking to some random guy in some weird little town. And like, you never know when just little gems are gonna happen. Just awesome little events are gonna transpire. So this is a little bit of the conversation with Hot Springs Tony about his poetry.
So what did you do while on acid? Did you just
fucking hallucinate?
Walk around or sit at home with the burner on?
No, I just sat in a fucking alley, man.
In the alley?
Fuck yeah, dude. I watched everything.
What happened?
Memories, man. Making memories.
That's what it's all about. Well, I write it all down for you. Bitter teeth, bitter tune, bitter you. Well, you saw what you saw, what you said.
Holy shit, you guys should have seen me last time. No, yeah, fuck, I was out of it.
You didn't know what was going on.
Hell no, I was enjoying it.
All right.
You guys know I'm a singer?
Are you?
Yeah.
Where could we hear your music at?
Can you sing us something?
Okay, well, let me say a poem for you.
Okay.
Okay. I saw her swimming in the brook, a moment swift and fleeting, and from the shock of that brief look, my heart almost stopped beating. I edged my way around the trees to where the view was clearer. Trembling on my hands and knees, I edged a little nearer. I never saw such perfect lines she was there displaying beneath the shades of spreading pines in languid splendor playing. I never saw such perfect lines she was there displaying beneath the shades of spreading pines in languid splendor playing.
That is amazing. Amazing.
What was your inspiration
for
that?
Who is that, Tony? Did you write that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's good shit.
You know what? I did write a song for these guys.
Were they in a band?
Three Doors Down.
Really? You write one of their songs?
Kryptonite.
Nice. That's you?
Yeah.
Fuck. I never knew that.
I wrote it when I was in prison.
Nice. That's where all the good writing comes from.
Could be.
Prison.
Well, very awesome.
Very awesome.
I'm getting chilly.
Yeah, we're going to go back in. It was good talking to you.
Hey, can you guys,
I know.
Hey, you guys got any money for a beer?
XO23, Drunk Songs. For more shows, go to keithcourage.com.
He does Nirvana and the top of Metallica.
Beatles, that's the one. Jeff, you made it happen.
Can you play It Smells Like Teen Spirit?
That's not gonna help you, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
rap beat.
All right, we're gonna make this video. We're gonna bring everyone to be dancing together. And Jeff, we're gonna get a picture.
You know what always done, Courtney, yes. Love. I always wanted to stick it in the butt. She's what a slut. I never really overknew, cause I never met her, so I bowled right through. A couple girls, they were named Courtney. They ended on their knees and we ended all please. I'm not trying to be rude, but my attitude is screwed, cause I'm really fucking drunk and I wanna sleep with you. Who am I talking to? I'm looking at myself in the mirror. Gonna go home and drink a quiver. I'm gonna splat, as a matter of fact. You better get the fuck out of my way when I pull back. The foreskin on my belt to begin. I'm blowing in and blowing in and out. I got a notion that I can fill an ocean with some sea, if you know what I mean.
Yes!
No, it's all right. Huge!
Alright.
Oh, it's huge!
Josh, let's slow it down. Let's bring it in.
No, girl, so
I don't know how much
to do.
You want to be a part of this?
No, that's
this dude's on a whole other wavelength than me.
That was huge! Rocket Street Jams.
Fuck yeah.
2010.
Sounds
man. Yeah, one more.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream. It was a dream. It was
a dream. It was a dream. It was a dream. It was a dream. It was a dream. It was a dream. It was a
dream. It was a dream. It was a
dream. Hey, don't go far with that green hat. Don't go far. This guy's thinking about green hats. We're together.
What if she was a dream? And then it's ever bad. You got a flow and you can never mean it's evergreen. But when I'm on the flow, you know I accept it with the right I mean. I got a band and I'm trying to plan, and I can make a fucking move and make a cross the lane. I'm trying to make you understand what I mean. You never understand cause it's up with a green. You got Nirvana and yo, you can't take cause the motherfucker shot himself in the face with a shotgun. You know what that takes. He had long legs so he pulled the brake. Bam! Blast! Right in the nose. Fucking Courtney Love, she didn't suppose. She thought, man, I got some bad head. When she woke up, her husband was dead in the bed.
And that's Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, fucking huge.
Bong, bong, bong.
Bam.
You rip it up, bro. What? Julianne's got you back, bro.
Why are we recording this shit?
5 years, bro.
Jeff.
I'm gonna give myself props for the last one.
the whole Curly Line bit was good.
What's your rap name? 12 dozen?
No. They call me the words, man. They call me
12 dozen.
12 dozen. No, I can't be 12 dozen.
You guys are 30 dozen.
I go by my sister's bedroom.
That's too long of a name.
Sorry, I'm your father. Whatever, you know, whatever it is.
We need one name.
One name? City Boy.
You got it, baby.
City
Boys.
Have you met City
Boys? Put it on YouTube.
City Boys got it, babe.
You can be the next Justin Bieber. You Twitter?
Hey, you could be the next dude hanging from that post up there.
City Boys. Twitter, you're